You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers.
And here we are, mid-February already. Isn't that ridiculous in some ways?
Yeah, but you know what? It is what it is. I think I've just come to terms with it. It happens every single year, and I'm sick of talking about it.
I just had this conversation yesterday. I'm like, January's over. I mean, it's just, and we're already in February. And what has happened to this year? What is happening to the world? So anyway, I am excited about today's guest. You know, I spent some time myself at the Greater Stockton Chamber of Commerce.
Your origin story.
Yeah, my origin story. Yeah, yep. When I got out of the Army, it was one of my first jobs. My second job after the Army, and I was there, and I can't even remember how long I was there. I don't even.
Because you went straight from that to this, right?
Yeah. So basically, Visit Stockton lived at the chamber for a little bit. When the city defunded it, lived at the chamber, and then that's how I got involved in it when I was doing the Leadership Stockton program back then. And then we seceded from the Union. And so it's always
a great
good,
battle.
But you know what actually is cool about it? Because a lot of times in our industry, visitors bureaus and chambers don't always get along. It's always competitive or contentious. And so we're very lucky to have a great partnership with the Greater Stockton Chamber of Commerce. And before we get started, I just want to remind everybody, like, subscribe, share this podcast. So if you don't currently subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen, please do that. And it helps us in our search rankings on all of those podcast channels. And of course, a review would be helpful, only if it's 5 stars or above.
Oh, yeah, above. Please.
Yeah.
Feed the ego.
Yes. And please mention Wes and Amy in there. We get bonuses for that. So anyway, go for it, Amy.
Oh my gosh. Well, on today's episode, we will be talking to Tim Quinn. He is the CEO of the Greater Stockton Chamber of Commerce. The chamber has been around for over 120 years and speaks for local businesses in the area. So thank you, Tim, for being here. So we want to kick things off by asking you a bit about your Stockton story, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, for sure. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the podcast. And if you leave a review, make sure to say Tim was the best guest ever, right?
Yes, exactly.
So no, thanks for having me today. I'm really excited to be here to talk about the chamber and a little bit about myself. You know, I'm a fourth generation Stocktonian. My family's been around a long time. My grandfather was a Superior Court judge for San Joaquin County. And my great-grandfather was B.C. Wallace, who founded Wallace Martin Funeral Home, as well as the Parkview Cemetery. So my family has been here a long time. We also had a Quinn Stationery store, which was on Weber, where the county administration building is now. There's a plaque in the lobby with the businesses that used to be on that block. It was right next to Bravo McKeegan, right there on Weber. So my family has, you know, had a long history here in Stockton. I was born and raised here. Went to Lincoln High School, go Trojans. Left for college, went to University of Massachusetts Amherst, but after I graduated, you know, all of my friends out there were either going to Boston or New York or Florida. And I was like, I'm a West Coast kid. I'm coming back home. Yeah, so
I don't like the winter.
I did. Yeah, that was the biggest part.
I get it. As someone who went to the snow.
I was like, I didn't want to deal with the winters anymore. I went to San Diego for a year and a half to thaw out and then made my way back to Stockton and in 2005 and got a job at the chamber and never left.
Sweet. You love to hear it.
Yeah, it's great. So speaking of the chamber, let's talk a little bit about your history at the chamber and how you evolved. Where'd you start at and obviously what you are now?
Yeah, like I said, I started back at the chamber in 2005 as the Stockton Ag Expo exhibitor salesman. Sold ag space for the ag show that used to be out of the fairgrounds. That was interesting. You know, being from Stockton, I knew a little bit about, you know, agriculture and Stockton's roots and San Joaquin County. But, you know, I'm a city kid. I grew up in North Stockton. I didn't grow up on a farm. So kind of threw me into the wolves there and sold the exhibit space for the ag show. And then the last ag show was January of 2008. And then after that, I moved into the events department, helping out with the other special events. And I was in the Leadership Stockton program at the time, graduated from the Leadership Stockton program in June of 2008. And then I took over the program as the program director. So I was the Leadership Stockton program director, events coordinator for a long time. And then the events director left and I took over as the events director as well for that. And then did that for a long time. And then our fearless leader, Doug Will Hoyt retired finally. And
finally, he's gonna hear this.
Yeah, if you're about to get an email when he's not doing the thumbs up, it's gonna be a thumbs down. I know you know the emails I'm talking about, yeah. But this little emoji in it.
he had the countdown for a while, you know, but he pushed it back a couple times. But we love Doug. I love Doug. Thankful for everything he did for me, and I learned from him for sure. But he retired in, you know, July 21. And I took over as an interim CEO at that point, and then they removed the interim tag after a couple months, and I've been the CEO ever since. So it's just a whirlwind. I can't believe it's been, you know, 18, almost 19 years at the chamber. But like I said, I've done so many things, and it's amazing. We've got to meet so many fantastic people around the community and help so many businesses over that time.
Well, it sounds like exactly the person you want as a CEO who's done like a little bit of everything in the organization. So it's, you know, but then unfortunately you also know how to do everyone's job. So, yeah. We probably have to fill in a lot. Yeah.
He has done that recently. Actually, he's currently running the Leadership Stockton program.
Okay. Wait, I have a question too. So the Ag Expo salesperson, was that a full-time job?
Yes.
Like a year-round job selling space at the Ag Expo? Damn, I didn't know about the Ag Expo.
Once that show was over, you start planning again for that next year.
It brought back a lot of memories when you talked about Ag Expo, because it was an all-hands-on-deck type activity for the chamber team. Yeah. And there would be, it was always the
January
set up in MLK, weekend. Yep. Yeah. But sometimes it would be just bitter cold out there, and you're riding around in a golf rain. Cart, and your face is just frozen, and but it was, I mean, it was a big ag show. I mean, it was started in 1977. And again, Tim said it went to 2008. Don't ask me to do that math, but it was, like
years.
A long time. Yeah. So, it was, I actually have a letter opener.
We still have some hats in the back. We were cleaning out the back room the other day. Still have some Ag Expo hats. Yeah. If
they're kind of
retro
looking, aren't they? Right? Kind of the foam kind.
We did, We went through a couple iterations every year. Yeah. We'd pick out a new hat,
But it was a fun show. It was like, two days or 3 days?
3 days, 3-day show at the fairgrounds. And it was...
People came from all over California and the West
tractors
and stuff.
Yeah, coming in, you know, who wants to exist? I was like, there's only so many farms, but it hits everything. It hits all businesses, you know, because these farmers, these people, they need recreation. They need other things too. They need banks. They need insurance. They need, it hits like every business. So I was like, everybody's could be an exhibitor.
But it ran its course because there is the World Ag Expo down in Tulare County. And that's that one's been around for longer, I think. So
yeah.
Anyway, very cool. Memory lane there.
Very cool. Okay. So Tim, can you give us a little more in-depth understanding about what the chamber does for the community of Stockton?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The chamber really exists to fill the three C's, right? We want to be a catalyst for business growth, a convener of leaders and influencers, and a champion for a better community. And we do that through different programs and things with the chamber and our and a different events. So we have programs that help businesses throughout the community to really succeed. We've got, you know, educational pieces. We've got our Leadership Stockton program that trains leaders for the community. We've got our Green Team San Joaquin helping with the sustainability and greening and the environmentally friendly business practices, and also helps you save money as well. We've got a whole bunch of different networking events to help businesses get really their name out there and meet people in the community and help get more connected. And really, like I said, the chamber, we're here to help you succeed. So, you know, anything that you need, if you have an issue with, you know, permitting, or if you have an issue with some sort of loss coming down the line, we have our very active government relations council that looks at issues facing business. And we have really good connections with a lot of people. If you don't know how to get in somewhere or you have an issue with this, you know, you can call us up and we can probably usually point you in the right direction. Yeah.
It's like we got a guy. You know?
Right, exactly. Like we don't do that, but we know a guy, right? we can help move that along or help get that done. It's really, you know, we're in the solutions business, I guess, for businesses. You know, we're here to help them and get things done and get things moving.
I like it.
Yeah. So talk a little bit more about the event side of things. What are your signature events for the chamber? And then you have regular events and how do people get involved or attend these things?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we have a mixer every month, usually the first Thursday of the month, hosted at a different chamber member business. We just had one in January at the University of Pacific basketball game. That was fun. We had a little mixer before the game, and then people got to stay and watch the Tigers. It was a really close game, didn't quite pull it out. But then in February, we had a great mixer downtown here at Verve IT with Chad and Jeff and those guys. It's amazing. So we get a chance to get out and really explore new businesses every month to see what's going on, or, you know, do an event there at, like I said, at the basketball game to, you know, experience something that they might not normally experience. Then we have a lot of signature events throughout the year. In April, we have a golf tournament, April 8th this year, the Reserve Spanos. I think we got one foursome left. We'll probably be sold out here in the next day or so. So don't try and sign up for that. But our biggest event and really kind of our signature event of the year is we work with the city of Stockton, the mayor's office, to put on the State of the City. That's going to be April 18th this year at the Port of Stockton, Shed 20. You can come here, the mayor, kind of talk about how everything went in the city the last year. And then you get to hear from the Port of Stockton as well on the state of the port. It's just amazing. Before working at the chamber, I had no clue what happened out of the Port of Stockton. You know, you drove by it on the freeway. It's like, oh, look at these big ships or whatever. Like, but yeah, it's just amazing the economic engine that is for for the community. So that's in April. June, we have our business awards and installation where we honor chamber members. So yeah, we'll be opening nominations for that soon. Be on the lookout for, you know, business of the year, small business of the year, business manager of the year, things like that, nonprofit of the year. Then in September, we honor new and expanded industrial manufacturing businesses all throughout San Joaquin County at the Industrial Barbecue. We have our Athena Awards in November. We honor two women that do amazing things for the community. We have our San Joaquin County Agricultural Hall of Fame inductions in October. That dinner, we induct people into the San Joaquin County Agricultural Hall of Fame, kind of our last remnants of the Ag Expo and our last really kind of big event with agriculture there. So we've got those big events throughout the year. We have two huge mixers. You know, we partner with our local other chambers, the Hispanic Chamber, African American Chamber, Asian Chamber, and Delta Chamber every August at the Port of Stockton, at the Lindley House, and then every December at the Hagen. We get, you know, 300 to 400 people coming through, and it's just amazing to get that many people in the same space together that really, you know, want to do good things for Stockton.
Jesus.
That's busy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's only a couple things, right? And then we have, you know, meetings every month for our different committees and stuff. Yeah. It's never a dull moment. Ribbon cuttings our last year. Those ribbon cuttings have been amazing. We just had one at the Cabral Station for ACE's 25th anniversary. And it was, that was just huge turnout for that.
ACE has been here 25 years. Yeah. That's crazy.
And they're growing. So they've got plans to.
I need to take the ACE train. I've never done it. I have a buddy who, that's the one that goes to Santa Clara, right?
Yep.
He does it. He has to commute it on like Mondays and Fridays into Santa Clara. And he's like, oh, it's like awesome because the train's super nice and it's got Wi-Fi and whatever else. And you can just kind of.
You don't have to sit on the Altamont and sit in traffic.
Exactly. I have to find an excuse to go out there. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
No, those are a lot of events though. I mean, that's considering Tim, I think he's currently doing a lot of those himself because he's in between events managers. So. Fun.
Yeah, you did it in your past.
Just like riding a bike, right? It just takes time. There's plenty of that out there, right?
We all have tons of time.
Yeah, totally. Well, okay, so that was the event side of things. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the programs that the chamber offers? And if there's anything that you think would be a good fit for some of our listeners, maybe like Leadership Stockton.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's one of my favorites programs, you know, being an alumni and running the program for 14 years or so. It's just amazing. Leadership Stockton's California's oldest adult community leadership program. And we get a cohort together every year about, you know, between 25 and 30 of just people in the community that really want to go out and make a difference. These are the people that are going to be, you know, if they see a problem, they're going to want to fix it. They're not going to say, oh, this is wrong or this is bad or the Stockton's horrible because of this. They'll be like, okay, you know, there's an issue. What can we do to fix it? Mm-hmm. You know, so we get a chance to really go around Stockton and meet with all these decision makers and get a kind of behind the scenes look at all the different aspects of Stockton. You know, we've got a local government session, a healthcare session, a local history session.
I heard you had a really good economics of tourism session this year.
Oh yeah. We had a great speaker. Yeah. Yeah. Wes
that
wasn't available.
Was
Amy.
Yeah.
Give me a filled in.
I'm never letting her do that again.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, like I said, a great way to learn something. I've, you know, fourth generation Stocktonian, but you know, every year going through all these sessions, you know, with the class, like I still learn something new every year about Stockton and just get to meet all these people. And it becomes like kind of a family, you know? So you build your network, and, you know, when everything happens, if you know all these different people and different aspects of the community, that's now, awesome. If something happens, you can give a call and really, really, you know, get some things done or get some answers on what's going on. So it's amazing. On top of that, they do a community service project every year. So I've got to be a part of all these amazing community service projects. This year's class is helping out the Children's Home of Stockton. They're rehabbing and refurnishing the Aspen House, which is part of the Catalyst program. It's a house for transitional age foster youth. Mm-hmm. So it'll be 6 bedrooms. It's currently not being used because it fell into disrepair and they needed some work. So the class is coming in and just making it usable and livable again for these transitional age foster youth that wouldn't have a place to live otherwise. That's they'd probably so become sad, homeless. Yeah. It's sad. So it's going to be a great addition to the community and to the children's home there. So it's an amazing program. Like I said, it runs from August to June. Applications will be out probably in March or so. You can go to leadershipstockton.com and find applications there. On top of the Leadership Stockton program, we have a very active Green Team San Joaquin program. Frank Farrell, the creator of that, is back at the chamber now. So he's really kicking that into high gear. And we're having our recycling expo coming up on March 6th at the Great Wolf Lodge. It's going to be focused on SB 54, the plastics packaging law. We've got some great speakers from throughout the state coming to discuss that on the panel. We're also going to be talking about SB 1383, the organics. A little bit behind on that here in San Joaquin County on implementation and infrastructure, but it's a law. So we'll be talking about that as well and how businesses can help with that. So it's going to be another great event. But, you know, other than that, we have speakers every month talking about different aspects and sustainability and environmentally friendly business practice. We've got our guide program. We just had a webinar the end of January on inclusion for veterans. We had a great talk on that. It was just amazing. Just getting that perspective. You don't hear a lot on, you know, how businesses can be a little more friendly to veterans. We had one on inclusion for people with developmental disabilities and things like that. So just kind of talking more about that, how people can be a little more inclusive and equitable in their day-to-day business practices. We have our, what's another fantastic program in the chamber? I'm drawing a blank.
BEA.
The BEA. Oh, there we go. We just had our symposium breakfast in the end of January as well. Really connecting the business community with the schools and really hoping, you know, to get these kids to be either college or career ready when they graduate. So
what does BEA stand for?
Business Education Alliance. Wes is former Business Education Alliance coordinator.
That's where I started at the chamber. Yeah.
Yes. I can't believe I forgot the BA. I love the BA. It's one of the best things we do besides Leadership Stockton, right? Just getting the workforce ready to be, you know, when they graduate, to be, you know, productive workers or, cool. you know, to get them exposed to these jobs and what they need to do to be successful in these jobs. So we're looking for businesses that, you know, want to take on any interns or do some job shadow or just come into the schools and, you know, talk to these kids about, you know, their career and what it takes to really to get there and how they did it. Or just even, you know, give field trips, you know, industry tours of their business, or serve on mock interview panels to get these kids ready for life once they leave high school. So cool. it's just an amazing program. We are having another breakfast symposium in March, in February. I forget what day it is. I don't think it's happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. So yeah, we're gonna have another mixer at one of the different high schools here. Mm-hmm. We're getting that all set up. So yeah, it'll be a great time if you want to get involved, your business to get involved in the educational side of things.
Well, two things on your programs. First of all, of course, it's hard to believe that I went through Leadership Stockton. I graduated 20 years ago this year.
I know.
And then Krista on our team was
last year.
Was it just last year? My gosh, time goes so fast. So yeah, we're big fans of that program, but it is a great way to just get involved in your community. But I think that's also the networking part. You meet lifelong friends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, people that you'll have a constant relationship because of your whole year together almost in Leadership Stockton.
Yeah, you become like a family. You experience those things, and it's amazing.
A rivalry in those class O's, you know.
Spicy.
Yes. And then the other thing that we did this past year too, it's part of a chamber program, and in part of the Green Team San Joaquin, is that green business certification. So if any listeners are business owners and they're really interested in how they can elevate their sustainability and greenness within their workplace, they help walk you through how to become a green certified business. And then you can get certified, and then you can actually get some reimbursed on some green products, which I thought was just a cool perk of that. So yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, we can certify any business green throughout San Joaquin County. We're the agency that does that. So yeah, if your business is in San Joaquin County, you want to go down that road, let us know.
Sweet. Yeah, it's very cool. All right. So why, you know, obviously you've talked about you're a lot more than just maps and mixers, right? You've got a lot of stuff. And so why, what's your kind of value proposition for local businesses? What do you think it's important to get businesses involved in the Greater Stockton Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, the more businesses we have, the louder our voice can be, right? And, you know, they're strength in numbers, as they say. So yeah, just getting people to come on, and, you know, the more members we have, the stronger we are, and just really the more we can do for the community. You know, the more voices we have, the more diverse our membership is, you know, because we're involved in the chamber business, but we have businesses from all different industries throughout. So, you know, we're not experts on anyone, but, you know, if you come in and you enlighten us on what's going on with your business, it definitely makes us a lot stronger for that. So, you know, it's just a great way to get your business out there, a great way to show that you support the community, because, you know, like I said, we're more than maps and mixers. We're here to help business, but we're here to help the community, because a strong business community helps the whole community. You know, if there's more, there are the higher paying jobs, there's better jobs, there's, you know, it attracts more people to here. They've got more money to spend. They've got, so it just, you know, a rising tide raises all boats, right? I guess.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you remember the fine words of John Goodrow, who used to be the sales manager at the chamber up 20 years ago, you know, you get out of the chamber what you put into it. It's, and he used to, you know, relate it to a gym membership, right? Like a lot of people belong to the gym.
Damn.
Right.
That's a little close to home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially right in the new year, right? Yeah. Giving up on our resolutions yet? Yeah.
You've got to be, it is really an active participation. Now there are plenty of businesses who want to support the chamber and join the chamber, and they're happy with that. But I really think the what helps the chamber be successful and helps the business be successful both is your active engagement, attending those mixers, attending those events, going to their lunch and learns and all the other activities they have. You really get more value out of it that you get in when you get involved in it. So I just think that's an important thing to remember. Well, the other thing I was going to mention too, it's a little bit of history too. It's really before 1979, the chamber did all of what we do at Visit Stockton. So the chamber was the visitors center for Stockton from 1901 up until 1979, when we basically separated as an organization. So, you know, if you look at collateral, I have a lot of old brochures and stuff from the 40s and 50s, all the visitor information, it was all put out by the Greater Stockton Chamber of Commerce. But yeah, we founded ourselves in 1979 and left the chamber and went back a little bit in the early 2000s. And then now we're great friends and partners now. So we have a long history together, and I'm excited that we continue to have that history together. So,
heck yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Awesome. All right, Tim, how can people get in touch with the chamber? What's the best way to find out what's going on or how to reach you guys? Where do you want to send folks?
You can go to our website, stocktonchamber.org. All of our programs, our events are on there. You can follow us on social media, you know, very active Facebook and Instagram page, as well as a LinkedIn page. We've got a YouTube channel. We're starting to get more videos and things, recording some of our events. You know, that was the thing through the pandemic where it kind of stuck, you know, we'd have to do some stuff virtual, which was great though, because we had a, you know, recording of it. So you can, like I said, go to our website, follow us on social, or just come on down and visit us. We're in the Waterfront Warehouse, 445 West Weber Avenue, Suite 220. Such on the second cool floor. Place. Yeah, just stop in. We've got a lot of great stuff in our lobby. You can, it's a cool historic building if you've never been down to the Waterfront Warehouse, just to check it out. We've got one of the best views in Stockton, overlooking the ballpark and the arena and the marina there.
Yeah, no doubt at all. Okay, final question.
You have to ask him the other question.
What other? Oh, yes. I have two final questions.
The other thing at the Waterfront Warehouse.
Yeah. Yes. So one of the things that people visit your office that you're known for is your Funko Pop collection, which you might have to, some of our listeners, explain what that is. I don't know. But first of all, just talk about how it started, how many you have, and where it's going from here.
Yeah. So yeah, Funko Pops, they're little vinyl figures. They come in a little box. They're made by a company, Funko, out of Everett, Washington. But yeah, they're just
a Washington company. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that they're local, or, you know, whatever. Anyways, American made. Cool.
Yeah, for sure. And they're connected to the ports. The Ports Ownership Group owns the Aqua Sox there in Everett, and the Funko sponsors Everett Field there. It's Funko Field. Anyways. Oh boy,
awesome. Have you done a road trip to the mothership yet?
Not yet. I've been to the Hollywood HQ, not Everett yet, but I got a friend that lives up in Bellingham now, and he's been trying to get out there, and he said it's only about 45 minutes from his house. But so hopefully this summer we're going to make it out there. But no, cool. So they're just little vinyl figures. They come, they're all, it's pop. It's all pop culture stuff. It's, you know, movies, books, comic books, sports, music, just pretty much anything. They get licenses for everything. So I've got, it just started in my office. I was at Barnes & Noble one day. I saw this little thing. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Whatever. They've got kind of big heads. Mm-hmm. Like some of them are bobble, some of them don't. But they've got kind of big heads. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. So I bought like a Daryl from The Walking Dead was the first one. I was like, so yeah, I had that. And I bought like the
Ivan Drago. How long have these things been a thing? Because I feel like,
I started collecting back in 07.
I have two in my office.
07. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was a lot smaller back then. They didn't have as many licenses, and all the figures were the same posture, the same stance. It was just, they just changed the clothes on them, put different color hair on them and stuff. And like painted the hair a little bit. So they all looked really similar. But over the time, they've gotten way more sophisticated. There are different poses. There's like some flying now. And so, like, really, they make huge ones, and like, it's
a lot
crazy.
Of
a
limited edition ones now.
A lot of limited edition ones, and it's just blown up so much. But like some of my most expensive ones are the ones that, you know, I started collecting back in 07, 08, because they didn't make as many of them. They weren't as popular, so they're harder to find now. But when now the new ones, like the new common ones, they make so many of them. They're, you know, they're not really worth much unless you get, like I said, one of the stickered ones that are limited edition, or you can only get certain places.
Man, baby flashbacks.
It just started in like a little on the top of a file cabinet in my office. It was like, you know, a couple on my desk and a couple up there. And then they just kind of kept growing and growing and growing. And then they were kind of all on top of me in my little old office. So yeah, I have probably about over 400 now.
You better make this man the CEO. He needs a bigger office. Funko Pops.
So yeah.
So do you have a favorite Funko Pop, or like do you have a treasured one, or is it that first?
Yeah, probably one of the first. I've got the Ivan Drago from Rocky, the first one. That's one of my favorite ones. Cool. And then one of the leadership Stockton classes for their gift to me at the end of the year, they made me a custom one of myself.
Cute.
So yeah, that one's on my desk. And then I've got a couple of signed ones. I got a Joe Coy signed Pop here when he came to the arena to perform. And got a couple Simpson signed ones. Yeah.
Do you have a connection to all the characters in them, or do you just buy like any Funko Pop, or do you have to have some sort of like, oh yeah, I love this show, or
oh yeah, I have to have it has to be some sort of connection. I can't, because there's so many now, like they come out with every week, they're coming out with a new line. So like people used to be like completed, so be like, oh, I have to get the whole Star Wars set. Like, you can't. No. Like there's not enough space in the world to do that. So I was like, yeah, just like people will go in and shop and like, what are you looking for? I was like, I don't know. I'll know when I see it. Right. you know, if it just jumps out and talks to me and says, you know, you have to come home with me.
That's a fun thing though. Like when you go visit another town or something, like go to their little comic store or wherever and see what they got, you know, Funko Pop wise.
Sure. Yeah. I like it. Do you have any, Amy?
Ian has one, and it is the Fantasia Mickey.
Oh, like nice.
I don't know why people
I have a Walter White in his underwear.
Oh, nice. That was worth something.
Breaking Bad. The team got that for me because I love Breaking Bad. And then I have a Oren Scrivello DDS.
I do not know what any of that means.
That is the dentist from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, nice.
And,
weren't you in that play? Is that
I was in that play at Delta College. Yeah, I played the dentist. So nice. A long, long time ago. And so someone bought me that too. So those are my two pops in my
That's
office.
Cool. Yeah, one of my favorites too. I forgot. My crystal blue Walter White.
It's transparent.
Yeah, so it's the blue, and that's a Comic-Con one too, and that one's one of the more expensive ones I have, I think.
Yeah, I don't collect anything. I never really have, so maybe I shall. But then I also feel like I would spiral.
Right,
400 of them in here. Yeah,
I'm sure Tim went through that phase, like what's on eBay or
For sure. It goes in spurts. I slowed down for a long time, but then my birthday and Christmas last year, I was like, started getting back
treat
into
myself.
Them. So yeah, now every time we go somewhere, we go to IKEA. It's like, oh, we gotta go to Future of Toys right next to IKEA, and like we go to like Disneyland, we're like, oh, we gotta stop at Funko HQ in Hollywood.
Oh geez. All right. So the last question we ask each of our guests every time we have them on. We are going to ask you, what is your favorite place to take someone from out of town when they visit Stockton?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's kind of a political position. Right. He's like, yes. Okay, how do I answer this without?
I gotta make sure they're a chamber member. They gotta check all the boxes.
Right. No, yeah, just bring them downtown to the waterfront, really. You know, show them my office, show them my Funko collection, but really just walk around because this is one of the most beautiful places here in Stockton and, you know, maybe underutilized sometimes too, but just really just coming down and experiencing what Stockton has to offer. Come around, see the water, see downtown, see the arena, see the ballpark if there's a game or something going on at the arena. You really, they're just taking them out to eat. The Stockton has so many good places to eat. You know, some of my friends that have left Stockton, you know, they're like, I can't find, you know, the quality of food that's here in Stockton. You know, even when they go to like to New York and stuff like that, they're like, it's crazy, like how much great food we have here in town. So yeah, just taking them on a tour, depending on what they're hungry for. You know, you can't go wrong with Mexican, or, you know, we've got some great sushi places, or just, it's just amazing the type of food you can find here.
I like
awesome. It. Very, very safe answer. All right.
Okay. Now, hey, we get it. Yep. Good thing no one asked us that question. Well, Tim, thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. This was very cool. We like to think of our listeners as like our little Stockton disciples, but everyone who runs through a chamber program takes, you know, does a ribbon cutting, et cetera. You have kind of that same vibe with your folks. So we appreciate what you're doing to make people be more engaged and more involved and more just well-rounded about Stockton and all of the things they know about it. So we appreciate it and we appreciate you. And thank you for being here.
Thank you. I just wanted to channel my inner YouTuber. My son will be, smash that like button, right? Always wanted to say that, right?
Smash that like button. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. My nephew said that recently. We were like, Jesus, like you're 3 years old.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. All right. And now we're going to head over to Anthony for a pop culture moment.
Thank you, Amy. Today we're going to be talking about Tilly Lewis. Born to Austrian Jewish immigrants, Tilly was raised in Brooklyn, New York. She began working in the garment district at age 14. In 1916, she married Louis Weisberg, a partner in a grocery business importing pomodoro tomatoes from Italy. When the marriage failed, Tilly moved to Naples, Italy to work in a tomato cannery. There, she formed a partnership with part owner of the cannery Florindo Del Gazio. When she returned to the U.S., Tilly settled in Stockton, California to grow tomatoes. After persuading farmers in the area to experiment raising the tomatoes, she convinced Pacific Can Company to build a plant at Stockton with an option for her to buy it. By 1940, she had made San Joaquin County the top tomato-producing county in the United States. Tilly and Delgazio formed the Flotil Foods Corporation. After his death in 1937, Tilly became the sole owner of the company. Over the next decade, she began canning spinach and asparagus and had more canning plants built. Eventually, they went on to include canned fruits, baby food, and juices. During World War II, Flotil was the largest supplier of Army sea rations in the nation. In consideration of their experience producing during World War II, Flotil was selected again during the Korean War, making it one of the largest ration assemblers for the military. In 1940, Tilly met Meyer Lewis, an American Federation of Labor organizer who helped her negotiate a contract with her employees. In 1941, Tilly signed what she called the first full union contract in the history of agricultural labor in the United States, keeping her company strike-free while other companies faced labor struggles. 7 years later, Tilly married Meyer Lewis. In 1951, Tilly was named Businesswoman of the Year by the Associated Press. She changed the name of her company to Tilly Lewis Foods and began selling shares on the American Stock Exchange in 1961. Tilly Lewis Foods merged with Ogden Foods in New York City in 1966, and Tilly was elected the first woman director. By 1971, Tilly Lewis Foods had sales of over $90 million per year. Tilly Lewis died in 1977 after suffering a cerebral hemorrhage. She was 75. A theater at San Joaquin Delta College is named for Tilly Lewis, as is Tilly Lewis Drive right here in Stockton. In 2020, she was one of 8 women featured in the Only One in the Room display at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History.
Badass lady.
You know, and you can also, her house is still here. Obviously, she had a house here in Stockton. It's on Willow Street. It's a 7,000 square foot home in the old historic district. 6 bedrooms, but it was up for sale not too
recently,
long ago. Yeah, 2021. Yeah,
passing that around.
Yeah.
So dope.
She was really involved in artificial sweeteners too.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, it's diet really foods, interesting. Right? Yeah. She diet foods. Stuff, yeah. So, you know who has a great collection of her stuff is the San Joaquin County Historical Society Museum up at Mickey Grove Park has a great collection of Tilly Lewis ephemera. And then also at the Haga Museum, they have one of those big copper kettles that came from the Tilly Lewis factory there too. So yeah, definitely one of those things that makes Stockton like Stocked Full of Flavor, right? The flavorful characters of our past.
Absolutely. Just the pioneers. When Anthony said he was going to do the story, I was like, we haven't talked about Tilly Lewis. Like, this is such a good one. Cause we were like, ooh, it's Chamber Day. We got to come up with like a cool business person to talk about. Mm-hmm. So good pick, Anthony.
Definitely at the top of the list.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Also, I didn't know they did rations. I'm like deep on like old military ration TikTok right now. And I am obsessed with it. People like are cleaning out their like grandparents' houses and finding old like ration tins and all the things that come in it because it's like, and they'll try them too. They'll like eat the food, which is crazy to me, but it'll be like an old biscuit and like two cigarettes and a tiny little pack. And I'm like, oh, I'm obsessed with this. It is so cool.
I've only lightly touched on World War II Stockton. So there's more to come in future episodes. Oh, just a heads up.
Cool. We love it. We love it. We love it. All right. Thank you, Anthony. All right, you guys, to see all the events on the city's largest events calendar, check out visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter.
And we want to thank Tim Quinn, the CEO of the Greater Stockton Chamber of Commerce, for joining us today and sharing all the amazing things that they do for Stockton and the Greater Stockton community. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate you and your team.
Heck yeah. And for supporting Images and Insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.